Tabula Arabum Hot Issue. This podcast, I mean this Hot Issue podcast, gonna be run in English. All the Hot Issue podcast, which is gonna coming up to you every week. And in Hot Issue, we present the newest hot issues coming from Middle East with our personal perspective. But if you wanna listen the thematic one with the analysis and academic approach, you just still able to listen it in our Tabula Arabum Indonesian language podcast, which gonna be coming up to you every 2 weeks. Okay, now in Hot Issue, we're gonna talk about Lebanon blast last week with our junior Mid East analyst Fajar Zarkashi. Okay, Fajar, what's up?
Yeah, I'm fine, bro. Yesterday, we got a bad news coming from Beirut. More than 200 people have been killed by Tuesday's devastating explosion in the Lebanese capital. It said dozens were still missing. Many of them are foreign workers. What do you think? What's going on, actually?
Yeah, firstly, I put my condolence to all the victims and Lebanese people. That's very sad news. I read that the Thursday explosion of more than 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate killed 158 people and injured more than 6,000 people. And it makes compounding anger and reigniting anti-government demonstration among Lebanese civilians, yeah. Right?
Protesters who confronted Macron after he arrived in Beirut on Thursday with the promise of unconditional aid had a stark message: don't give the money to the government. So in replay, Macron could be hearing saying, no, I want it to go to you, not to the NGOs under the supervision of the United Nations, but we also need to change the political system.
Yes, protesters say the disasters could not have happened without the corruption and incompetence that have come to define Lebanon's ruling class. Many Lebanese people have urged foreign powers not to funnel more money into what they say are thieving and incompetent hands. I had many experiences to watch explosion tapes from Iraqi and Afghan war, but never been so shocked to see like this one. It should remind me to Hiroshima. Even some scientists say that this place just one per ten of Hiroshima atomic bomb. Do you think this is a real accident?
Or whatever may have caused explosion, including the possibility of large amount of ammonium nitrate stored unsafely, Amnesty International is calling for an international mechanism to be promptly set up to investigate how this happened. If this explosion is caused by unsafely storing of ammonium nitrate, I think it is very unacceptable. It shows the incapability of the Lebanon government. This explosion truly represents Lebanon government mismanagement, I think.
Okay. Don't you believe this is just an human error?
Yeah. Lebanese officials say there has been concern about the cargo for years as the prime cause of this disaster. Something that Prime Minister Hassan Diab noted publicly in the first hours after the blast. Actually, I don't want to make any speculation, but I think it's something abnormal. However, the explosion had a great impact for Lebanon economy since the port was the main artery for incoming material to the country, which include urgent supplies, medical supplies, and grain, which have to be immediately damaged by this explosion. Lebanon's economic estimate that damage will be a $3 billion in direct loss from the blast, and the port reconstruction will be a huge undertaking with the important geopolitical implications as China, as a foreign powers, including China, will compete to invest in the new Beirut port, I think.
Even though I got a tape that some blitzing light coming up before the tragedy, I can't decide is this a spionage or really human error. Whatever, I think it's meaningless to debate about that. I personally just curious what will be happen with Lebanon after this, but I also still wonder how the Lebanese government works. I mean, 2,700 exploding ammonium nitrate, which makes this tragedy, has been put on there since 2013.
Yeah, I do agree. Some experts say that it's quite safe when ammonium nitrate stored properly, but it's very debatable. What will be happen? I think that this huge human disaster would be a political commodity for any political power competing in these regions.
So the governmental issue seems like the top issues for most Lebanese people.
So how about Hezbollah?
I don't think they have power after Hariri resigned last year.
Yeah. But actually, brother, when Macron visited the site of the blast in Beirut on Thursday, as I talked to you before, that he was met with large crowds shouting revolution and the people want to the fall of the regime.
Yes, it happened a long time before the blast, right? That's just a culmination.
Yeah, so this disaster will be highly a political commodity for every stakeholder in this region.
So do you think Lebanon gonna return to civil war as it was before in before 90s?
Yeah, if we look deeply on the political configuration that has been established for years, I think it's possible to happen.
Okay, many of political experts see that, as you said before, the sharing system lead to what we saw as Lebanon now. Corruption, incapability. Lebanon is ranked 137th out of 180 countries, and 180 being the worst of Transparency International's 2019 Corruption Perceptions Index.
Yeah, the combination between a domestic political issue and the regional political rivalry in the Middle East will make this explosion more explosive, I think.
Yes, many families cannot even afford basic necessities. Before the pandemic, even the Lebanese debt was the third highest in the world. Unemployment reached 25%, and nearly a third of the population lives below the poverty line. A hunger crisis seems inevitable.
Lebanon will be the failed state if their government cannot take the right step to deal with these economic conditions.
Even French President Macron, after committing to help Lebanon, he said that Lebanon needed a new political system. He said that an emergency donor, which amount around $300 million for immediate humanitarian relief, followed by world leaders demand the money to rebuild Beirut, will only come when the change demands by mourning protesters in the capital are addressed. Two of Lebanon's government ministers have since resigned amid the political fallout of the blast and months of economic crisis, saying the government had failed to reform. And we got the news yesterday, Prime Minister resigned too.
Yeah, we know the global economic are in the lowest performance.
True, and Israel gonna love for this.
Always. Some people say that this pandemic will resurrect the global economic into the new configurations. Yeah, something that's called by the globalization. The globalization will reset the economic system and the world will be less dependent, I think.
Then who take this advantage? I mean, the globalization, like you said. Because I think globalist political leaders just remain in EU.
Yeah, US is primary actor that will gain more.
I don't think so. Do you see what's going on this decade? Brexit, Turkey ambition, Russia, Iran, all these nations put their foot as nationalists and globalists. Donald Trump, Xi Jinping, I don't agree with that.
The EU institutions becomes more or less than before, I think.
But the conservatives, right-wing phenomenon is rising up around the world. But I agree if you take Indonesia as example for globalist one, and that is naive.
Yeah, that's my point. This is what we call by the globalization that I said before. So let's see what will happen in these few weeks in Lebanon.
Do you see that our country has the same potential problem as Lebanon? Incapability, naive, all the political leaders just doing bullshit. Most of our people easily trade to the political identity and enmity. And we just waiting for the time to get collapsed and going to kill each other by that fucking shit.
Yeah, Indonesia was predicted would enter the phase that called the Balkanization, but yeah, actually it did not really happen.
I feel fed up with all of this, with the government, with the system. I'm nationalist than other people, but now I don't feel the same. I hate my country. I don't know how people feel, but I get this feeling because I get my interaction with many of structurally marginalized with system. I mean, not hate this country, but hate the government.
However, we are as nations, if we don't take any serious step to deal with this issue, it will be explosive more than Beirut. A potential horizontal conflict in Indonesia is high, as we saw in past. Sambas conflict, etc. are root in economic issue. But I think that what Barber have said in his book, Jihad versus McWord, agree that the economic gap made by the globalization and capitalism will raise the local sentiment or ethnical identity of the marginalized people, I think.
That's interesting. Give your conclusion for this all.
Yeah, this pandemic shows us that we live in the economic and political world system that has a huge potential disaster within. So any human disaster such what happened in Lebanon will trigger it to the economic and political disaster, and we should take any serious step to deal with this political economic issue.
Yes, I think pandemic revealing this main issue around the globe. Yes, the COVID revealed the main issue around the globe: leadership capability. Okay, thank you, Fajar. Nice to share the issue with you. Say goodbye for another Tabula Arabum Ha issue next week.